Hi, this is Anna, and this is Checkin' at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Craving You, Episode 7 of the Taiwanese BL Drama Series. This episode mainly is just Kent and Kane having a conversation, and also Soda and Noah having their relationship come to a pretty big impediment and kind of a breakup. It opens with Kent. He decided to come to the hospital. He comes into the room, sees Soda with the necklace, and holding Kane's hand, and he says, "What are you doing, Soda?" And not like, saying you shouldn't, be here, etc., but saying, "Soda, you're getting married. If you don't know what you're doing, you need to figure it out now before you get married, rather than later, so you don't A, mess up your life, B, mess up Kane's life, and C, mess up Noah's life." And I really do, Kent is one of my favorite characters in all of BL drama that I've seen, and I've seen quite a few BLs now, but mainly because he sits there and he goes, and not in a judgmental way, because honestly, he has the most to lose in this deal. If Soda ends up, basically wooing Kane over to him, not only will he lose Kane, but he'll also know that Noah had that breakup as well. And that's not a very good thing for happening. But he's not even saying, "Don't be with Kane, Soda." He's saying, "Soda, what are you doing? You need to figure out what you want. You need to figure out what you're doing, because right now you're not doing things okay." He also says, Kane is my student. They do, Kent has said before in this series that he really likes Kane, but he also said, that doesn't mean that you have to let me back, Kane. It simply means I really like you as a person. I really, really do like you, but that does not mean we have to become a couple. It does not mean that I even expect us to become a couple. And I think that's one thing I really do like about Kent, is Kent cares without reservation. He's not sitting there trying to have a relationship. He's simply saying, "I like you. Whether you like me or not is really beside the point at this time. What matters is I like you. I'm going to tell you that I like you, and you can decide what you want to do with that." That is one thing I think that sets Taiwanese BL dramas, in my personal opinion, apart from other BL dramas. I think more than any other factor. The main reason I'm saying that is if you've watched the History series, if you've watched this Craving You series, if you've watched another series that just came out called Something Number One. I'm actually going to do a review on it here shortly. But if you have watched any of those series, the main overarching theme I think that comes to the forefront is that the characters who do want to be with the other party tell them, "I like you." But they also say it with the caveat that that does not mean that they expect to be in a relationship with the person. They just simply want to be honest that they care about this person. This is very unusual in any type of drama I have ever seen, simply because usually when someone has a love confession, as it were, they expect the other party to A, accept them, or B, simply deny them. And in the case of the Thai drama or the Taiwanese dramas I have seen, that's really not what any of the characters expect. They're not saying they like so-and-so simply because they want to be in a relationship with them. They're saying it so that that other party knows where their head is at, and with the complete understanding that they totally get they may or may not be in a relationship with that person. I think that's why I find them so interesting as a drama series, as it's easy to want to be with someone who you know you're going to be successful with. It's a completely other thing to care about someone and know that you may or may not ever be with them. I mean, what do you have when you have nothing to gain and everything to lose? And I think this is kind of what the Taiwanese drama series is that are BL bring to the forefront. The other BL groups do not really do. The Korean, the Japanese, or the Thai films from Thailand. But anyway, that is what I really liked about this episode, is after he has that conversation with Soda, Kent stays at the hospital with Kane because he's completely knocked out because of what happened with his allergies. When Kane wakes up the next morning, Kent sits there and goes, "You know, I'm very sorry that I yelled at you and completely lost it. I was completely out of line, and this is my fault. This was not your fault." And I really think this shows, again, some really likable qualities with Kent is, number one, if he realizes he makes a mistake, he admits to it. There you go. I made a mistake. Also, he cares about Kane without expecting anything in return. And Kane looks at him and says, "You know, the day that you told me you liked me, I still haven't figured out how I'm going to reply to that. I'm still thinking about what you told me." And Kent looks at him and goes, "That's fine." He says, "I don't even expect an answer. I just wanted to let you know how I felt." And I think that really kind of helps Kane and also shows him that, you know, Kent isn't in it for anything except to be honest. And I think that's what kind of makes them as a coupling quite interesting. Soda goes home late at night, that night after he leaves the hospital, to Noah. And he again forgot an appointment for some wedding photos. And Noah, who has been very understanding up to the point, actually way uber understanding up to this point, kind of loses it and says, "You know, it's not okay. You keep saying it's okay. You keep saying, you know, make your own decision on this. I'm sure I'll like it. That's not what I want to hear." And then he kind of leaves. And Soda's sitting there going, "I have massively screwed this whole darn thing up." Actually, he's probably not thinking that, but that's the language Anna's going to use for this. And he's sitting there going, "I've messed this up." That's kind of where it closes with Soda and Noah. I really do feel bad for Noah, as it would be terrible to feel like you were the one who was maybe second best rather than first pick of the whole situation. You also kind of have a bit of a flashback at the beginning of this episode to Kane and Soda in high school. Kane made a birthday cake for Soda to let him know he liked him, and Soda almost gave him a letter that said that he liked him as well, but he did not. That letter was discovered by his dad, which then led the parents to have a blow up and then get divorced, and they blamed it on Kane. They did not get divorced because of Kane, or not Kane. They get divorced because of Soda. They got divorced because they were having massive marital problems, and they just decided to blame it on their child, which was really lame-o. But anyway, that's kind of what's included in this episode. I really enjoyed this episode mainly because of the conversation that was had between Kent and Kane and the understanding that they got from that conversation. At the end of this episode, Kane is still in bed with the hospital, and Kent just kind of puts his hand on his forehead and says, "It's okay. You don't have to answer me. You don't have to do anything. Just, you know, rest, get better." And somebody snaps a picture of Kent tapping his forehead and holding his hand. And you know that this is probably going to be used ill against both of them. And that's how this episode completely closes. Check it at the round table. Bye.